That evening I was just as bad off and sick, and I couldn't work. Made me a pellet out on the galley. On the galley, like that one out there, laying out there in the cool. And, and I seen one of our girls in Oregon. She come up there and said, "Dad, what's the matter with you? You know, I seen a kid come up there and talking to me, just pictured it plain as day." I told my wife, I said, "Now you can drink all the coffee you want. I'll get every bit of coffee you want, but I'll never drink no more." And I ain't either. And I can't smell it hardly now. Don't bother me a bit. Used to, I'd come in, she's making coffee. I'd say, "Oh, hurry, woman, that's good. Coffee smells so good, you know, but I don't smell it now." Don't bother me a bit.
Well, you mentioned you were sleeping out on the galley. But was that another word for porch?
That's old time.
Yeah, it's old timey word for it. That's the galley out there. We call that a galley. That's where we find it.
Well, that's what we used to call it long down there.
That's what the old people called it, galley.
Oh.
Yeah, I say, I come back and say something. Make you think, you know.
Well, I listen.
Well, I tell you, if you'll go with me a little while in the morning, I'll take you to a smart man that can name you all this.
No, I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to you.
Good.
Well, what did your wife put in your donuts to make them come up?
When you use soda in
them. You mean the donuts or biscuits?
Make them live, Mother.
Baking batter.
How about biscuits?
That's what you bean batter, soda in buttermilk. Salt.
See, I think we mentioned these big puffy donuts too that some people make. What did you say they put in those?
They have, you have to have this yeast in them, but make them to let the yeast rise and you make them up in them and they rise. And then when you put them in your hot grease, right, that makes them come up in them.
Gives them all that air, huh?
Yeah. It's like light bread. You made same way of light bread.
We about quit cooking biscuits now. We go up here to town, they've always got a sale on them little packet biscuits in the nickel can.
Boy!
And a can will make us two breakfasts.
That's nice.
And they're good too, nice. So we've just got to buy that. If they've got just six cans on, I got a buddy in there all the time, and I slip him over some money, and he gets me six cans.
That's amazing. You get it once to be for their nickel candy. I said six as many you get it one time for each person. You just get six from their nickel.
So there might be somebody like this along with me, you know, that didn't want any of them. And I'd just get him to get me six cans. And that'd make me enough to 2 weeks. Yeah, that's just sort of working on the boy, but he's selling his biscuits in.
Sure, he's getting rid of them. Oh, when you break an egg, what do you call the parts of the inside?
Egg?
Yolk. Well, it's white, you see, the white and the yellow call it yolk, and the white is white egg.
And the yellow and the egg is call it the yolk.
Was that ever called yolk around here?
Yeller or yolk, yolk's the yellow part. We always call it,
and
some calls it the yeller and some
calls
the yolk.
How do you like your eggs? How do you like your eggs cooked?
I used to just like them slightly turned over. But now then I've got to cook it all out, you know, just put the yeller, just the yeller to it. That's what I do. Turned
white.
Over.
He takes the white lemon.
You like yours fried, huh? You ever have many other ways?
No, I never do.
He used to like a scrambled or a boiled. We used boiled eggs once in a while for dinner supper.
You know, boiled eggs don't put no fat on you.
Is that right?
That's right.
Huh.
And boiled egg, it don't make you fat.
Did you ever have an egg that's broken into boiling water and cooked that way?
Forced.